Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
It's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Tom. Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. The Commerce Department said that April orders for big-ticket items rose 1.9%. That was more than economists had predicted. The Labor Department, meanwhile, has said this morning that new jobless claims fell to 623,000 last week. That was below expectations. And that was from a revised 636,000 the previous week. But the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits rose to a new record. A person briefed with General Motors plans says the company on Monday will identify the 14 factories it'll close as it heads toward a likely Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection filing. A person says United Auto Workers officials in Detroit have told plant-level union leaders the company will make the announcement, not the union. The person did not want to be identified because the plan has not been made public. OPEC oil ministers kept output targets unchanged in hopes of a recovering world economy, raising prices through increased demand and thus eliminating the need for them to cut back production. An OPEC statement said the organization decided to maintain current production levels unchanged for the time being, oil producers reiterating their firm commitment to their existing quotas in an effort to trim oversupply. Most organization members are supposed to honor individual production targets, but the organization is still pumping more than 800,000 barrels a day above its overall target of just under 25 million barrels. July crude finished the day at $63.45 yesterday, and that was up $1 a barrel.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, monthly crushing data from the U.S. Census Bureau were slightly lower than grain analysts expected. We'll take a look at that report and the overnight trade. And Ellen Dearden from Ag Review in Morton will join us for some analysis in just a couple of minutes. But right now, let's head into the weather office and get the growing area weather summary from our chief meteorologist here at Illinois Public Media, Ed Kieser. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay. And as we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, many areas are still a bit wet. Looking at the radar this morning, to give you a current synopsis on what's going on, most of the rain is across central Illinois and scattered about portions of Indiana, southeast lower Michigan, Ohio, and northern Kentucky. So a lot of areas in the Midwest have dried out, at least for now. In the upper Midwest, northwestern areas of the Midwest have really not gotten a lot of rain lately and are a bit on the dry side. So crops should be in the ground there. And really the area of concern as far as late planting will be those areas that didn't get crops completed or planting completed by the time rains arrived late in the Memorial Day weekend in parts of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and southern lower Michigan. So it's the eastern and southeastern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt that are of concern as far as crops not being in the ground. The northwestern areas should be fine. So now as we look ahead, what do we have coming up? Well, it looks like scattered showers will continue today across central and southern Illinois and across Indiana and Ohio and parts of southern Michigan. Dry weather will be coming in tomorrow. There's a chance that there could be a cluster of thunderstorms developing in Iowa tomorrow night and then spreading southward and eastward a bit as we go into Saturday with some places getting some precipitation, but not all. But that's not a guarantee. In fact, maps this morning maybe not hinting at it quite as well as they were yesterday, but there's still some concern about possible mesoscale convective system forming over Iowa and then spreading into parts of Illinois on Saturday. I think for Iowa, it wouldn't be much of an impact because most of Iowa has been dry enough that planting should be generally done, but those showers could push into parts of Missouri and Illinois and Indiana and cause some problems in a few spots. It does look dry and warmer on Sunday, and then on Monday, well, there will be some showers and thunderstorms across northern sections of Illinois and Indiana. And basically, as we get into Sunday and Monday, northern areas will have the best chance of rain. Farther south will be drier. And a front is expected to sag southward early next week, and that could cause some showers and thunderstorms to occur in many areas that are still too wet Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. There's still some question marks on the maps for next week, and we'll have an update tomorrow on all of that as we head into the weekend. Basically, that's the area of concern, is those areas are already wet, may get some rain again. But there could be a few dry days in between. As we look at the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, warming trend is starting there. And they're going to have some hot weather out there tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And that means temperatures getting up into the 90s. And the farther west you go in the hard red belt, the warmer it'll be. Rainfall in many of the areas of the hard red winter wheat belt of late will prevent this heat from being problems. The only exception might be out towards southwest Kansas and neighboring areas where it's very dry out there still, and that's an area that may see some problems or stress for the crops. Meanwhile, in the northern plains spring wheat belt, dry weather is needed. It's been rather wet in the Dakotas, and it does look like North Dakota especially is having problems with planting delays, and it's getting late enough. Some crops may just not get into the ground there. That's a look at the growing areas for this morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Well, the U.S. soybean crushings totaled 140.6 million bushels in April, according to data from the Census Bureau this morning. On average, analysts expected a 141.2 million bushel crush. According to the Dow Jones Newswire survey, crushings were down from 144.4 million bushels a month earlier and down from 147.4 million a year earlier. Part of the monthly decline is said to be due in part to fewer days to process soybeans, but supplies of old crop beans are said to be hard to come by after the fall harvest. Let's take a look at the overnight numbers. Wheat in Kansas City for July opened at 674, down one on the open, down four in the last trade. September at 680 and a half, down five and a half, make the five and a quarter on the open and last trade. The spring wheat for July opened at 777, down 2 3/4. Last traded 4 3/4 lower. September, 770, down 5 1/4 on the open, down 3 1/4 in the last trade. July wheat in Chicago opened at 623 3/4, down 2, down 5 in the last trade. September, 646, down 5 3/4 and down 4 1/4. December at 672, down 2 1/4 and down 5 3/4. And March at 684. On the open, down 6, down 4.5 on the last trade. July, corn, 425 was the opening price, down 1 and down a half on the last trade. September opened at 435 and a quarter, down 1 and down 3/4 on the last trade. December, 448 and a half, down 1 and a quarter, down 2 and a quarter. And March corn for 2010, down 1/2 on the open at 459. It was down 1 and a quarter on the last trade. The July soybeans at 1181 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. Last traded down 1.5. August opened at 1142, down 5.5, down 2 1/4 on the last trade. September at 1089.5, down 1 on the open and last trade. November at 1044 3/4, down 5 1/4, down 1 3/4. July soybean meal opened at 384.80, down 140. It was up 90 on the last trade, and August at 368 was up 40. On the open, but down 40 on the last trade. Now, I should say it was down 40 on the open and the last trade. July soybean oil at 37.75, down 6 on the open, down 4 in the last trade in August, down 28 on the open to 37.70. It was down 4 on the last trade. Well, let's bring Ellen Dearden from AgriView and Morton in and find out what, Ellen, good morning, first of all, and what do you see in those numbers from the overnights?
Trade looked like it was kind of dull. The thing that kind of caught my eye was July beans, after having tested $13 yesterday in the morning very briefly, traded down under 1280 overnight. I think we're going to struggle a little bit, both on the corn and the beans. We talk about weather, you know, on the corn side of things. We'll be down a penny or two. But what I look at is these old crop bean, corn spreads have plenty of carry in it, so that's kind of a negative sign there. On the beans, I would also expect to be down a penny or two. That Census Bureau crush that you cited earlier, being less than expected, I think does reflect that we don't have a lot of bean movement coming off the farm. But what I noticed is that the meal stocks at crushers had grown. They were larger than expected, so that's not a real good sign.
Mm-hmm. So again, yeah, go ahead.
On the wheat side, we'll be down to maybe as much as a nickel. We kind of got overdone to the upside yesterday. Of course, the big talk on wheat from a Midwest standpoint is whether the spring wheat acreage will get seeded or whether that will go to beans. So I those are the kinds of things I'm looking at. But I think we'll be just lower across the board following the overnight trade.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much. That's Ellen Dearden from AgriView and Morton joining us on the pre-opening commodity market report on Thursday mornings here on WILL. The Dow Industrials up 48 points in early trading this morning at 83.4805. The NASDAQ up 8.7 at 17.3978. The S&P 500 up 5.7 at 898.76. And let's take a look at that crude oil price right now, $63.56 a barrel. And that is up 11 cents in trading so far this morning. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580, and FM 90.9, HD2, and HD3 Urbana. BBC News Now, the time is 1 minute past 9 o'clock.